in St. Louis, Missouri, listening on Covenant Network. Dan, welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you guys so much for this particular broadcast. You are literally being an answer to a prayer right now. Praise God. My question is a little complicated. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, cool. Now, I have a...
Try to, Dan, we are a little bit... the timer is always glaring down upon me. Try to see if you can put it in about 30 seconds where you're at.
Okay. I have an acquaintance. She is going through a transition with her gender, and I don't know how to address it or to deal with it or to talk about it with her in a loving, kind, charitable way.
Is this a biological man who wants to become a woman, or a biological woman to man?
Woman who wants to become a man.
Okay, so it's a biological woman who wants to be called him or he and identify as a male instead of female as she was born.
This is why it's complicated. She's not sure yet.
Okay.
I kid you not, she wanted us to call her them when we were referring to in a pronoun form.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So, Dan, how should we relate in this case and then to others where gender identity is so fluid?
Right. Well, you know, we live in this world of such confusion and chaos concerning sexual identity. There's so much behind that story. I don't know how close you are, for example, but assuming that you're very close friends, you know, you need to approach this in love. And the most important thing is to ask questions and with a genuine heart of Jesus. Tell me what this has been like for you. Why did you have this conclusion? Begin to understand her story a bit better, but then also educate yourself. The Courage website has some great resources on this issue, on transgender issues. But the thing here is, if you truly love this person, you're going to lovingly share the truth, right? You can't do it in such a way that, you know, you can't cast down judgment, but say, have you considered this? There's a lot of people who have gone through these surgeries and regret it. And in fact, on MTV, there was a documentary about two people who were going to go through the sex change, and then they did a documentary about them changing their mind. Hmm. You know, so... Before, you know, if you go to our website, look for something by Deacon Patrick Lappert at the CourageRC.org website. He's a plastic surgeon, and he speaks about transgender issues, and he says he can take a whole body that has been wounded and bring it back to some semblance of wholeness. But the one surgery that he cannot change is the sex change operation. It's so drastic and invasive of the human body. In love, you need to reach out to this person, but also educate yourself. Take a look at the Courage website, CourageRC.org, and I think that will help. And you can even email the office to get some help. You might even be able to communicate with Deacon Lappert. So check out the website and email the office, and you can get some help that will help you get through this.
Dan, is that a helpful answer to your question?
Yeah, that's wonderful. If I may have a really quick follow-up, should I educate myself first?
What?
Should I educate myself first, or should I just kind of go at it and educate myself as things arrive?
Start asking questions in love, wanting to know what this has been like, and educate yourself as you go along.
Very good. Well, Dan in St. Louis, Missouri, will be praying for you. This important conversation with someone who's struggling with identity.